JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the day.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
So the CBA Global Markets Conference, what did we find out?
Yeah, it's always good, Mike. I've been sitting here listening to some smart people in Sydney for a couple of days. And, of course, it gives me the wonderful opportunity to talk to you at 4 o'clock in the morning as well, which is a joy, an absolute pleasure. But it's always good to get a different perspective on what's happening in the world, because sometimes it confirms your views, sometimes it challenges them. Now, so we've had a great run in world financial markets, really, haven't we, since the GFC. We've had that great global recovery punctuated by, you know, a couple of wobbles, Eurozone crisis, and we're now working our way through Brexit and a few emerging markets problems. But there's a couple of key takeaways that I've taken out of the last couple of days of listening to these guys, and one's around global growth, and I suppose one is our views on Australia. And the real takeaway on global growth, there are signs really now that global growth may have peaked. And so it's becoming a little less synchronized than it was. So that rising tide is now not lifting all boats. And there's actually, if you look through some of the data that's been presented, there's a sign now that global growth will fall to a two-year low, probably over the next couple of quarters now. It's okay though, but it's just not accelerating anymore. We had a patch there, we had synchronized global growth and it all looked great, but that acceleration started to fall away. But part of that, you ask the question to these guys, can sort of global growth withstand this pressure that's on global trade at the moment from the trade war between Australia and between the US and China? And the answer is yes, it probably is. It probably can. It just depends on how long it goes on for and whether some of those trade effects filter back through the supply chain into Asia, because of course China doesn't make all of the stuff that it produces. It brings in components from other parts of Asia and puts them together and sends them out. So that was interesting. Second takeaway, the Australian economy. I mean, from our point of view, we look across the ditch, we see house prices falling in Sydney and in Melbourne, we think, oh, they've got problems. But the thing is, outside of that,
exactly,
according to the Australian economists, it's looking pretty good. Firstly, the Chinese authorities are delivering fiscal stimulus in China. Now, if you look historically, when the Chinese authorities deliver fiscal stimulus, that's good for the Australian economy. They're in their 28th year of economic expansion. Their AAA credit rating's been affirmed. They've got this infrastructure boom going on, so they've got projects delivering growth and then we're delivering benefits afterwards. Big projects, Sydney Metro, Melbourne Metro, big LNG products. And so that actually, it looks okay. And remember, Mike, healthy Australian economy,
right,
good for New Zealand.
Exactly. They don't call it the lucky country for nothing. Now, medicinal cannabis. Now, this is fascinating.
Yep.
This is a growth industry and a major, major growth industry. And there's no reason. I think we're starting to see the seeds of it, no pun intended, here.
Yeah, look, been a big story, hasn't it, globally for medicinal cannabis. You've got legislation, a legalization in Canada, a lot of media investor attention on medicinal cannabis companies coming into offshore exchange. There's been a bit of a gold rush mentality going on. But look, it does seem reasonably realistic that there will be a reasonable sized business here in the years ahead, and particularly as decriminalization seems to become more of a global discussion point. But we haven't talked about New Zealand context, Mike, and there is quite a lot of activity in the local context. So just to try and summarize this, to the best of my knowledge, there are a number of companies looking to tap into this medicinal cannabis market. I'm not going to go too much into the science because, well, I'm not an expert in cannabinoids. I think that's what you call them, the science behind it. But remember, Mike, this is an agricultural product with a lot of science behind it. What do we do well in New Zealand? We do agriculture with science very well. So it's quite promising. So we've got a company called Canna South, Waikato-based company. They want to list their shares on the NZX. They're looking at an issue of shares in the second quarter of 2019. A crowd called Nubu Pharmaceuticals. Down on the East Coast, the Hikurangi Cannabis Company. That's part of a charitable trust. They're looking at economic development. They were the first company to receive a license to cultivate medicinal cannabis. They got clinical trials starting next year. Zecan, they're looking for $20 million, reportedly engaging with PwC. So there's quite a lot going on, Mike, and all of these companies believe that there's an export market there as well. Early days, but one to watch.
I like it. What are the numbers?
24,648 on the Dow Jones, up 200. Good day there, 0.82%. S&P 500, 2662, up 21. NASDAQ, 7114, up 64. FTSE 100, 7048, up 21. The Nikkei had a good night, up 307. 21457, Shanghai Composite, 2568, up 26. Outside of the world, 5805 in the ASX 200. They were up 77 yesterday, 1.34%. Good day. The NZX 58648 up 33. On the currencies, stronger New Zealand dollar this morning, 0.6558 against the US, 0.9222 against the Aussie, 0.5774 euro, 0.5157 pounds, 73.98 yen, $1,222.40 is the gold price. Brent crude lower, $75.94.
And the great advantage of talking to me at 4:20 in the morning is you can get those 12 Ks in that you like to do each morning and still be first to the breakfast buffet.
Haven't missed it yet.
Good on you, mate. See you tomorrow. Okay. From JMI Wealth, that's Andrew Callagher, of course, and he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.